Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, before we start the podcast, I just want to give a quick shout out to some of our new supporters on Patreon. Thank you very much to Drew Wiley and Jason Clark. And if you as well want to donate, just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling right now. And we also have three t-shirts on prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for only $19.99. And I want to thank Chris Campos for buying one of those t-shirts. I think you got the Push Eric one, so yeah, Push Eric, even though he's not on the podcast tonight. But anyways, if you want to get your own t-shirt, just go to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
One, two, is this on?
That is not John Cena and Nikki Bella. It's pretty apparent that it's our Royal Rumble newest superstars coming from SmackDown Live. That is The Miz and Nikki Bella's, well, Maurice.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, and I'm very nasally tonight, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Yo, everybody! You Raj Singh Daheshi! You are the man!
Is that what that means?
You will fight, better known as Jinder Mahal! You're gonna be the man, baby! Cause you're gonna fight and beat Randy Orton at Backlash.
There was a post that showed the last time Backlash was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Was Stone Cold and Triple H versus Undertaker and Kane. And now what do we have?
Oh my God.
Orton versus Jinder Mahal.
Now sorry, look, Chicago.
I'm all for guys getting a push.
Yeah.
But they got to be ready. Maybe you should have, like, made him win some of these matches first. Like, have him beat some big names and get a push.
And build him
as a heel and make him evil and give him a little mini stable and make him just start whooping everyone's ass. And you're like, oh, this guy's legit.
Yeah.
Then you have him fight for the championship.
Yeah, he hasn't won a match. This is his first win.
This is WWE trolling its fans again.
Absolutely.
I really feel like they're like we're done. We're closing our doors.
It's over.
Here's Jinder Mahal getting it's a big like, win.
There's this episode of The Simpsons where alcohol gets banned in Springfield. So yeah. You know the Duff Beer Company. They're like, oh, it's fine. You know, I think people drink our people drink Duff for its awesome taste, not for its alcohol. And they have like a new like Duff Free or whatever, where it's alcohol free. And then it's like one day later, and like the doors close. Like, and the guy's like, well, that's the end of me. So. Yeah, they're doing the similar thing with Jinder Mahal here. This guy lost to Hornswoggle.
Did he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But seriously, this guy once lost, like, I mean, come on.
Unbelievable. I can't anymore. I looked up their stock. I was hoping, like, it sank badly. It's actually up 25 cents today. So I was like, oh, I guess no one saw SmackDown.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Yeah, and you know what? After thinking about it for a while, I'm actually rooting for Mahal at this point, just so that you could take the title off of Orton because he's been awful. And you know, Jinder Mahal won't last long as champion if it happens. You know, it's just to get someone else that title. Like whoever
you think he has a chance at winning this?
I do.
Well, what if Bray beats Orton at Payback?
Well, that might not be for the title. We'll get to that in rumors.
What?
We'll get to that in rumors. Yeah.
I'm trying to comprehend what you just said.
Yeah.
What?
No, because Bray's
the
on
main
Raw.
Title match that they so Brock doesn't want, I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
So for the Raw pay-per-view, they'll put a SmackDown title, a big SmackDown title on the line, but this title's not even on the line.
I guess not. I don't know. I don't understand it. I feel like whoever loses between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles for the U.S. title should just, you know, win the WWE championship at the next pay-per-view.
Certainly.
But
sure.
So I guess that would make Styles. If Jinder Mahal wins, you'd have Styles lose and then beat Jinder Mahal.
Wait, Jinder Mahal.
If Jinder Mahal wins the title.
Wait a minute. Did Jinder Mahal lose the second match at WrestleMania this year?
No.
Like, oh crap, we forgot about that.
No.
He's got a fight for that? No, it was Jericho.
Wait, was the Battle Royal? No, the Battle Royal was the first pre-show match.
It was Jericho.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going pre-show, first pre-show match.
Well, maybe it's now the first
pre-show
match.
He was in the Battle Royal, I'm pretty sure, right?
I think.
It's pretty funny how the guys that they're hyping like crazy right now, Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, and Jinder Mahal, all in the pre-show Battle Royal.
Well, hey, look, if you're in the pre-show Battle Royal, it's looking up for you.
Big things are happening.
Next year's WWE calendar looks pretty good.
Just look at Cesaro when he went nowhere after he won the Battle Royal. Big Show went nowhere, but again, he was 40 at the time. But anyways, let's get started with Monday Night Raw. And how do you start Monday Night Raw? Of course, just like most Monday Night Raws, you start it with someone who has poor mic skills. So Braun Strowman comes out, and again, like, I like Braun Strowman, like, we're into Braun Strowman now, but he really shouldn't be talking much at all.
No.
And thankfully, he really doesn't. I mean, he does a decent job. He gets in the ring.
He's not the worst person.
No, he's better than Ben Reigns.
Because he sticks to what he is.
Yeah.
I'm a monster!
Yeah.
And I want more!
Right.
That's it. And he does that. He's pretty good at that.
So he's proud of the fact that he destroyed Roman Reigns last week, and Roman won't be here tonight, even though he's on a house show before this episode of Raw. And of course, the crowd loves this.
Did he wrestle that house show?
No, he just came out after like a Strowman match
like
and beat him up.
He limped out.
He beat up Strowman. So Kurt Angle then comes out and tells Strowman that he will face Roman Reigns in 2 weeks at Payback. 2 weeks. He's got cracked ribs, a separated shoulder, 2 weeks.
A car fell on him.
Yeah.
Pardon, a truck fell on him.
Pretty much.
He'll be fine.
So that's why they had Roman get injured. So when he loses at Payback, that's their excuse. Well, he wrestled with broken ribs, a broken dick, a broken face, all that stuff.
Well, he's a superhero, and you know what Captain America said in Avengers before the big fight?
What did he say?
If you get killed, walk it off. You don't remember that?
In Civil War?
No, in Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay.
When he's talking about what we got to do to fight these guys.
Right. Yeah, he is a superhero. So Braun then says he wants more competition, to which then, of course, Undertaker comes out. And again, he's like, no, not him.
You know what's funny about that?
Not him.
One of the coolest moments ever, when Shawn lost to Sid, and then Shawn, like, left for a while.
Yeah.
Sid's in the ring, whoever the GM was at the time.
Right.
And he goes, now that I've beaten everybody in the WWE, I want some real competition.
Yeah.
You remember what happened?
Undertaker.
Lights went out. Bell tolls, and Undertaker comes out, and everyone loses their mind.
Right.
Huge pop.
Of course.
So, too bad. Too bad it didn't
happen
here.
But they had
here.
That match.
Yeah, they did have
they
that match.
They had that match.
Yeah.
Undertaker interrupts Strowman, and they don't have that match. It would make so much more sense if Strowman beat Undertaker at WrestleMania. You know, like, from one monster to the next. But, okay, I guess Roman is a monster. In our opinion.
I'm surprised. You would figure Undertaker to be a more of an old school type of guy, like a Bret Hart, like a Flair.
Yeah.
And like, all right, Flair, Shawn Michaels is taking you out. Good. Done.
Perfect.
Hey, Shawn, Undertaker's taking you out. That would be amazing. Yeah. It's awesome. Undertaker, Roman Reigns is taking you out.
Wait, what? What? You guys told me.
I've been to this company for 20 years and this guy's taking me out.
Undertaker's such a good company guy. You told me it was going to be John Cena. Yeah, but he has to propose to Nikki Bella for total balance.
Well, we don't like John Cena. Like, we would have been totally fine with John Cena.
Of course.
Pass the torch to John Cena. That's fine.
Even if it's a little late for John Cena at this point. The torch has been passed.
It's fine. Right.
I mean, Shawn Michaels, obviously, he didn't, you know, Ric Flair didn't pass the torch to Shawn Michaels.
Right.
He was at the end of his career.
These guys are at the end of their career, but.
Yeah.
But they weren't done. They were still wrestling full time.
And we haven't seen Cena and Taker since. He was Thuganomics Cena. That was like a long time ago.
Yeah.
2003, 2004, something like that.
Everything's changed.
Everything. Just because of a proposal. That's why that match didn't happen.
Don't
because you had
me.
To do a proposal for Total Bellas.
Ugh.
Reality TV has killed WWE. So next up we have Samoa Joe versus Chris Jericho, with Seth Rollins on commentary.
Yep.
Joe gets the win after Jericho taps out to the Coquina Clutch, which I'm actually...
The sleeper. That's not... Okay.
Right. Coquina. They call it the Coquina Clutch.
Coquina Clutch.
And Jericho's like one of the faces right now that'll actually tap out in a match.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, oh, you have to make him look strong, right? But no, he'll actually tap out. That's fine. Because you know Rollins would tap out.
He's like, I got kids. Fuck this. I got kids.
Yeah, exactly.
I got kids.
So after the match, Joe gets on the mic and tells Rollins he's going to fuck him up at Payback. Basically, he's getting vengeance for Triple H.
Vengeance is mine.
He's getting vengeance at Payback.
Yeah.
All right. Rollins then says the old cliche, hey, I mean, this is why Rollins is failing right now as a face. You're giving him the same bullshit lines that you gave Roman Reigns. Hey, Joe, Payback is a bitch. Doesn't matter how cool you say
that. You know what?
It's been said 1,000 times.
Yeah. Just say, hey, Joe, bitch.
You're a bitch.
I said bitch.
Hey, Joe, bitch is a Payback.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's awful. It's not helping Rollins at all.
Nope.
Later in the night, Jericho is interviewed backstage, and he does his usual I'm hilarious as shit
shtick. So good.
I still am focused and can't stop thinking against my rematch at Payback with Kevin Owens. That stupid idiot.
What an idiot.
I mean, Owens calls himself the face of America. Have you seen his face? That is an ugly, ugly face. I mean, he is not a good-looking guy. America deserves better.
That's true.
America deserves the face of Jericho. Frame it in, man.
So great.
Awesome.
I mean, this whole interview is gold. I wish I could play the whole thing. It's just too long. But Jericho then confuses Mike Rome, who's interviewing him. He confuses him for Tom Phillips again. And he's about to put him on the list. He calls him Mike Phillips, I think. Or no, Tom Rome or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget. He's about to put him on the list. But then Elias Samson walks by strumming his guitar.
Right.
So Jericho puts him on the list instead.
I've been watching some NXT. I have no idea who this person is.
Well, he's not on NXT anymore.
Yeah, but I mean,
but he was barely on NXT at the time.
So he just jumps over, doesn't really wrestle much, and comes right to WWE?
Yeah, like he had a match against Cassius Ohno where it was loser leaves NXT. And so that recently happened. Yeah, he lost.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Loser leaves NXT for WWE?
Well, that's...
I'll get pinned.
Well, right, on the NXT...
Pin me!
Yeah, on the NXT recap, I was like, all right, next up we got the loser goes to Raw match, you know, like...
But they're not acknowledging him, so it's kind of funny.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go with this. And he would lose all the time in NXT. So, but then again, so did Ty Dillinger. So we'll see how they book him.
Yeah.
So backstage, we see Braun Strowman murdering the Golden Truth, hopefully for good. It was actually like, this is why fans like him, because we're seeing the Golden Truth walk, and it's like, coming up next, the Golden Truth of him, and you're like, oh God. And then right as they're like, Golden Truth has a match now. Oh, Strowman. He destroys them. After the commercial...
That could be his thing. He just comes and destroys all the people we don't want to wrestle.
Yeah.
So he did it with Reigns, and now he did it with Golden Truth.
That's what Stone Cold used to do.
Right.
Except Stone Cold was a face. So it made sense. It's like, yes, thank you, Austin, for stopping this match.
Yes.
So after the commercial, some referee tells Strowman that he's supposed to leave, but Braun says he'll leave when he wants. And at the time, you're like, why are they giving a random referee some lines? And I guess we know now, because... of, you know, later in the night, he took the best fall ever, like that referee's ever taken.
I'll take this fall, but I want my SAG card. Whatever.
Yeah, if only they get SAG cards. Right. They don't even get SAG cards.
I want to talk on TV so I can tell my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So Gallows and Anderson come out, and they were supposed to fight the Golden Truth, as if we haven't seen that match enough. But they get Braun. You know, they got Braun'd.
Braun'd.
So they want new competition. They want some new competition.
We want some new competition. Who's debuting?
Who can it be? Like Heath Slater and Rhino just.
That's what I said when we were watching
ship.
It together.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, the only team it can't be is Enzo and Cass.
Right.
That's the only team it can't be because we've seen it, I mean, on Raw.
I mean, this.
Eight times?
And this feud just ended at WrestleMania. And it's back. Enzo and Cass come out.
And like most of this feud, Enzo and Cass take the huge loss.
Of course, like always.
That's all they
Gallows do. Gallows pins Enzo after just throwing him into the turnbuckle, and Enzo falls weird.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? I just don't understand. They really want us to hate Enzo and Cass.
I mean, if you can't figure out new matches, bring up more NXT people.
Yeah.
Bring up...
Again, this is what you get with the Superstar Shakeup. You get a DIY. Watered down...
Bring up DIY. We're begging you guys
to... You get
to...
an even more watered down product, and then Jinder Mahal gets a title shot. So, but next up, speaking of watered down and feuds we've already seen a million times, we have Miz TV with special guest Dean Ambrose. You know, thank God for this Superstar Shakeup, because I used to watch Miz and Ambrose fight on SmackDown, and now I get to see them fight on Raw.
Oh, you watched them on SmackDown?
Yeah.
Oh, I never watched that show. I'm a Raw guy.
Right.
So I'm excited to see this feud. I've never seen it before.
There you go. I mean, it is...
Really?
It is different, because they were wrestling in blue ropes, and now they're going to be fighting in you know, red ropes. So...
Why do they think we care difference. About the ropes? Oh, it's
know.
Lighter weight guys... Better, and we've been at the shows and we see them ripping off the tape,
yeah,
to get to the purple ropes.
Right?
Who cares? Who
cares? Trying to make it like the cruiserweights are more special than anyone else.
What? Well, it's 205 live.
Like Strowman doesn't get black. Undertaker doesn't get black ropes when he wrestles. Lesnar doesn't get bloodied ropes when he wrestles. It honestly looked better when all the ropes were white.
Right.
Because when it's white. Like, when it's blue and everything else is blue, it just puts this glare on the TV where just everything's blue. And the same thing for red. So.
Right, right.
But, okay, I'm not going to complain about the ropes too much.
Well,
so Ambrose interrupts the Miz before he gets introduced.
Yeah.
Miz mocks Ambrose for going from WWE champion to the pre-show of WrestleMania. He has a good point there.
Really good point.
And then Dean reminds Miz that he beat him for the Intercontinental title. But then Maryse tells him that the man is the one who makes the title. Not the title that makes the man.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So Ambrose says, all right, fuck this. He tackles Miz. Miz retreats after Dean attempts dirty deeds. So
it was done so dirt cheap, too.
It almost was. But, I mean, really, we're getting this feud again. Because, like I said last week, there's no one else for him to feud with.
Yeah.
On Raw.
Right.
Titus O'Neil would not be a legitimate threat
right.
at this point. But then again, neither is Jinder Mahal. So maybe Titus O'Neil could have done it. Who knows?
Maybe.
Good God. So backstage, we see Braun Strowman dragging Kalisto with him like he's about to get raped or something. Like, come here, I'm going to rape you.
It's like, I'm about to eat him.
Exactly.
No, don't do it, Braun. Don't eat him. It's Kalisto.
Oh, wait, all right. Yeah, you can eat him. It is just Kalisto. So... Braun then throws him in a dumpster and says, you're trash, just like Roman Reigns. And then up comes, the hero to all people that have been bullied in their lives, apparently. The Big Show pushes Strowman into a wall. He falls down on his ass and just looks up at him. Big Show then tells him to pick on someone his own size as if he's never feuded with Rey Mysterio. He's never feuded with any small, wrestlers.
Really, most wrestlers.
Yeah, pretty much.
But why is Braun so afraid of the bigger guys? Like, the guys his size, he's like, I only pick on weak guys.
Because all heels are cowards.
Sorry.
All heels are cowards. So Strowman stands up and immediately looks into the camera as we go to commercial. We'll be right back. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So next up, we have TJ Perkins versus Jack Gallagher.
Oh, like the Strowman thing?
Yeah.
You're not going to do more on that? Because you made a whole meme about
it. I did make a meme.
Where he's a painting?
Because I took a picture of it. And it was as it was fading out.
That was funny because I watched it when it starts to fade, I think you just look down and started doing notes.
Right.
And I watched for another half second and I see where he's like, and as it's fading, he looks right into the camera. And
like,
then,
where do I go?
And then you did a great,
it was,
painting
it looked
meme.
Like a painting.
It looked
and
like
then,
a painting.
So John David Guerra, who does the logo for us, he suggested that I use this one picture of like this guy looking at a painting at an art museum. So I put the Strowman picture there. It looks really great. I like it. Very proud of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, next up we have TJ Perkins versus Jack Gallagher. Before the match, JoJo introduces Neville for what she called a special appearance. And now to make a special appearance, Neville. What special appearance?
Yeah.
He just came out and took a seat ringside. He just got a rolly chair and sat there. And then Austin Aries comes out and sits right next to him.
Another
and
special
he says,
appearance.
Yeah, he says he's here to make a specialer appearance, which at least he made fun of that whole thing. But So he grabs a chair and sits right next to Neville. This match was all dabbing and all umbrellas. It was such garbage. Imagine if these two guys actually had a wrestling match. They'd probably do pretty good. It'd probably be a pretty good match.
Not bad.
But no, flying with umbrellas, dabbing all the fucking time. I hate it. I can't stand it.
I don't hate the umbrella thing just because it's just something semi-interesting about something. You know what I mean? Like, at least it gives it kind of a funny, like, I laugh at it. Like, oh, he's doing that stupid thing again. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, he's not Mary Poppins, but he's British.
But he's close.
But he's close. He's effeminate British man.
Yeah. So at the end, Perkins pushes Gallagher into Aries outside the ring. Yep. Neville then attacks Aries from behind, and Perkins gets the win. But who really cares?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So backstage, Titus O'Neil tries to convince Apollo Crews, who has not had a match yet since switching over to Raw.
Yes.
Really hasn't had a match on SmackDown in a while, except for the Battle Royal. But Titus O'Neil tries to convince Apollo Crews to join the Titus brand. And he says a bunch of corny shit about how great that would be. Titus then hands Apollo his card and he walks away. So that's going to be the next match that we fast forward on Raw next week.
Are you going to say that's going to be the next stupid gimmick that WWE is trying to, like, what's the Titus brand? What's the Titus brand?
Ever since he turned heel, he's been saying that. We don't even know what it
is. We don't even know what it is.
No. So next up, we have the Hardy Boys. And they actually get interviewed. They actually finally get to talk on Raw.
Yeah.
I was like, when are they going to finally get to talk? They finally did. And it's kind of funny because, you know, with the whole they can't use the broken gimmicks until it gets settled in court or whatever.
Yeah.
So Matt Hardy's like kind of broken. It's like watching the Joker trying to be normal. Like that's like what Matt Hardy's doing because he's like 10% broken.
Like, well, yeah. Like he's not there. You know, he's trying to do something.
Yeah.
But he's not quite. Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like when an Australian actor is doing an American accent and like a couple of the words they'll go back to Australia for Australian.
Why don't they just like let him be Matt Hardy and then if they get approval to do broken, then let him get broken.
Right.
Like he did it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too close.
I don't know. He's a little weird, but Jeff's super normal.
Jeff.
Well, but he was Brother Nero, you know, and Brother Nero was a screwed up guy.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, he had to become Brother Nero. Like, he fought it for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So they cut an interview. Sheamus and Cesaro walk up and tell him that they'll be taking back their tag title soon. No, they won't. So next up, we have Sasha versus Mickey versus Alexa versus Monster for the number one contender to the Raw Women's Championship. This wasn't a bad match, but yeah. Nia hits the Samoan drop on Sasha. Alexa then kicks Nia out of the ring. Imagine how stupid that sounds. Try to picture a 90-pound woman kicking a 300-pound woman out of the ring.
Sounds normal.
And then Alexa pins Sasha to become the number one contender. Of course, she had to do that. You know, she can't just join Raw and not become the number one contender.
Of course. And then we're fine with this.
Yeah. Yeah. So next up, Curt Hawkins has another open challenge. And to everyone's delight, Finn Balor comes out and we're like, okay, he's okay. You know, the concussion it was a mild concussion, I guess.
He's too big to answer a
he is.
Curt Hawkins no. open challenge.
Oh, absolutely. But okay, yeah. At least he's all healed up. Balor wins in under a minute. You know, the first Universal Champion is having the most random and pointless matches every week.
Hey, so I guess there's a clause in the Universal Championship that you don't get a rematch.
You do not get a rematch.
Because everyone who's ever held the title, who's lost it, never got a rematch. Goldberg.
Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Goldberg.
Yeah. None of them have gotten their rematch.
You know, Brock Lesnar won't because he'll fucking be gone. Disappear. After, you know? So that'll keep the streak going. But yes.
Who will he lose the title to?
Brock? Who?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. Maybe Strowman has a chance. It doesn't seem like it right now.
Finn Balor? Because it's so ridiculous?
No way. There's no way. He's too small. I can't even see that making sense. I can see him getting a title shot, but like, he's not even a muscular small guy. You know? He's just small.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Finn Balor. I just cannot see WWE doing that. Giving it to him.
Who's beaten Lesnar besides Undertaker in the new Lesnar era? I know when he first came in, like Triple H beat him and some of the people beat him. Who's beaten him since he's... Oh, yeah, besides Goldberg, but he's gone.
That's it.
Just part-timers.
That's it, yeah.
So The Rock beats him?
The Rock? Yeah, The Rock, yeah.
Another part-timer.
That'll be the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the whole, like, Roman Reigns versus Lesnar's next year's main event for WrestleMania, I can't... I mean, I don't even want to go into that.
Please
but is
don't.
He going to hold the Universal title that whole time?
No.
No.
I couldn't imagine.
Okay. Let's hope not. Let's hope by SummerSlam. I don't know. But apparently the plan is to have Strowman fight Lesnar somewhere in the middle of summer, like June or July or something like that.
I didn't want to. Okay. Yep.
So I don't know who he's going to fight.
Okay, moving on. Jasmine.
Sorry. But no, Finn Balor is going to keep having... He's going to have these random matches for at least 2 more weeks because once Bray, you know, finishes his feud with Randy, then they're going to start
this Randy. Feud.
Randy. Yeah. Speaking of that, Bray Wyatt cuts a video promo on Randy, but no one cares.
Why? This is Raw.
Because Bray's a part of the Raw roster now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But Randy's not. So backstage, this is one of the worst segments in wrestling history. Max Landis even tweeted like, okay, this was like one of the worst segments ever, right? And of course. Alicia Fox shows Dana Brooke some stupid clip from 205 Live last week of her opening a box and then it explodes, powder gets all over her. Well, Emma then walks up and tells Alicia that Dana was making fun of her. Take a listen.
You're gonna play.
That is so profane, Dana, and rude.
Fox?
Really?
Fine.
You're making a joke out of me.
No.
Well, I don't think it's funny. We'll see who's laughing, and I don't want to be your friend anymore. Fox!
She is.
She'll look very happy.
That was such a lie.
That was so awful. So then Emma tells Dana, you said you wanted to stand on your own 2 feet, so let's see if you can. Dun, dun, dun.
This makes me angry.
It should.
It's a 3-hour show angry. And then has to be in there?
Yeah. Absolutely. So next up, we have Jeff Hardy versus Cesaro. Finally, a match I want to see.
Yeah.
Finally, a Cesaro match that I want to see.
Sure.
You know? Michael Cole did a live spot for an allergy medication as soon as the bell rang. So, which actually I could use that medication right now. But yeah, it's even getting more ridiculous. I mean, not just like, you know, this match is brought to you by blah, 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 blah. But it's like this, and he does like a fucking 20-second like live spot while Cesaro and Jeff Hardy are squaring off. Like UFC, you know, UFC obviously boxing and fighting, like they're huge on advertising. But like they'll just be like, you know, this fight's brought to you by Bud Light. Here we go. You know, and that's
yeah.
That even makes sense because here we go. Not allergy relief for a match, for a wrestling match. Okay. So, by the way, Jeff Hardy is still one of the best sellers in wrestling. He still puts 100% into his matches. You know?
Yeah.
Every single time he just...
Everything he does is 100%.
He takes the greatest bumps. He's never lazy with a bump. It's great. But in the end, Jeff hits a twist of fate kind of into a stunner. You see that?
Yeah.
It's like a stunner. I was like, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a miscommunication, but sure, I liked it. He then hits the Swanton Bomb and pins Cesaro for the win.
Which is good.
Yes.
Because he didn't have to win that. But they let him.
Yeah, because they still, you know, they're still new. That you know, they just returned. They need to keep that momentum of winning.
Yeah. Yep.
So next up, we go backstage.
Great match
and
too.
It was.
Good performers. Yeah.
Backstage, Slater and Rhino are all excited to be on Raw when Strowman walks by them. So they panic. Rhino throws his cheese and crackers in the air.
Cheese and crackers.
That's really all we see of Slater and Rhino. I don't know what that was all about.
It was stupid.
Clearly, they're not winning any tag team titles anytime soon or ever again. Why aren't they broken up yet?
Why aren't they broken?
They were teasing it on SmackDown
because
months
ago. But they were. If they break up, there's really no place for either one of them.
True.
Rhino, for sure not.
For sure.
And he's had his moment.
He has.
We enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Go
but
away.
They killed it. They killed it after the tag title.
You can't have one without the other.
I guess not.
They're kind of a thing.
So next up, it's like the golden truth. So next up,
Yeah, but the Golden Truth are 50-year-old things.
I know.
At least these guys are still... Oh, Rhino's,
Rhino's old. Yeah, Slater's like probably 30 or something. I don't know.
Right.
So our main event for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman versus The Big Show. This was the main event of Monday Night Raw in February, and we get it again. What can they do to make it different? Well, if you didn't see it coming, then you have horrible foresight. I don't know what analogy to make. If you didn't see it coming, then you don't see waking up in the morning coming.
How many times have they done this?
This is the third time, apparently.
Third time. Right, because the fans already showed him all the other ones. The first one was Brock and Big Show.
Yes.
The second one was Mark Henry and Big Show.
Right.
And now Braun and Big Show.
Yes.
And it's Big Show.
Right.
You could do Rey Mysterio and Big Show and break the freaking ring because he's so big.
Right.
I mean, he used to be over 500 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Now what do they list him as because he lost all the weight?
It's different every fucking
week. It's like under 400
Remember,
now,
there
isn't
was
it?
That one Raw. It was when we started doing these recaps. There was one Raw
where they said
in one episode of Raw, three different people set a different weight for The Big Show.
Oh, that's great.
Like
that's
Lillian so Garcia good. Said, you know, 420. Michael Cole said 460. And then like Roman Reigns said 440. And they all said different weights for Big Show. It was unbelievable. I could not believe that. Get your shit together. But if you ever have trouble falling asleep, just watch this match and you'll be fine.
I mean, it was a typical.
How could anyone say this was good? Unless you've never
said it was good.
Unless you've never seen the ring collapse.
And
then,
don't
okay,
go.
They saved it for
on.
The end.
Don't go by the live fans. Because unless you've seen that live, you're still a whole like, oh, that was cool.
Right.
Like to see things going on like that, you know, at a live show, of course they're gonna yell.
Yeah.
That fan reaction would be like, oh, we're drunk. You know.
Right.
So but at home we've seen it three times now. And we all saw it coming.
Of course.
Like if they didn't do it, we almost would have been disappointed.
be Michael Cole and announce the superplex and and I'll show you what my reaction was. People that are watching the YouTube video could see my reaction. This is me watching.
I don't know exactly what he said, but it's like, and he gets them over the top and they land it. Oh, and the ring falls apart. And then
and I just type my notes like, yep, that's expected.
Of course. Yep.
A lot of times I'll type it out and then it'll happen. I'll just be like, enter.
What's that ref's name that fell?
I don't know.
So I'm trying to think if he intended to do it or not, like actually fall all the way out.
Yeah.
So as they go up, he grabs the rope.
Yeah, I think he did mean to do it. Yeah.
And then the rope kind of takes him down. Yeah. So that'd be cool if he meant to, but man, he took a hard spill.
Let me just say, when the best part of the match is
the
referee,
ref getting hurt,
is the referee?
Yeah.
You have problems. I mean. They were doing arm drags in this match, and they were the worst arm drags ever. And then he did Strowman did the nip up where Big Show pulls his arm and he nips up. You know, anyone can do that when Big Show's pulling your arm.
Yeah.
And once again, they made a big deal out of it, even though they did it 2 months ago.
Right.
So the ring collapses. Strowman eventually stands up, poses at the ramp while Big Show lies motionless. They didn't even, he didn't pin the Big Show. I guess once the ring collapses, the match is over.
Yeah.
Because every time they've done this, no one's gotten pinned, I don't think.
It just ended, right?
It just ends. And Strowman, what, he gets the win because he stood up first?
Yeah.
Of course, you fucking idiot.
No, I got up.
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay.
How could anyone say that? Oh, my God. I was getting so much crap on Twitter about how this was actually a good match. Are you kidding me? Just because the ring collapsed?
People.
If you were in person, I imagine that's something cool to see in person, like you said.
It is. I think that's all it was.
So,
yep.
But yeah. So anyways, on to SmackDown Live, which, by the way, I love how Kevin Owens says, he's like, now that I'm on SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
I love how he says it. It's so great. Oh, so Charlotte kicks off SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
And she's already upset and makes one of the worst jokes of the night.
She looked nice.
What is taking so long? I don't know. Did Daniel and Shane go on summer vacation early?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Maybe they're binge watching Fast and Furious. Well, I'm fastly getting furious.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Ah.
That hurt.
Oh.
That one hurt.
Oh, God. Ah.
No.
Oh, no.
Charlotte, no.
That's so bad.
Charlotte, no. Be a good heel and just be pissed. Don't try to make
she
stupid jokes.
She has to
jokes.
Say what they fucking write for her. You know?
I'm fastly getting furious. I'm fastly
That's awful. By the way, Fast 8 was bad. I was very disappointed. We don't have to get into all that.
I was going to go see it, and then, I don't know, you kind of talked
me out
of it.
I was so excited because me and my friends always like to see the, you know, and Furious 7 was amazing, but this is such a disappointment. It was too serious. You know, we want it to be fun. Come on.
Yeah.
We want it to be fun.
Right.
This isn't fucking Goodfellas.
And even you have a Vin Diesel going heel.
Right.
You know, at least in the trailer.
And the reason is awful, but I won't get into all that.
All right.
So Charlotte then demands a SmackDown women's title match. So out comes Naomi, who immediately grants Charlotte a title shot because, as she said, I ain't never scared.
Yeah.
That's like an old rap song, I think.
Scared.
I forgot who sang it.
I ain't scared.
I ain't never scared. So Naomi then cheap shots Charlotte in the jaw and throws her out of the ring. Again, what a great face champion we have on SmackDown. Shane McMahon comes out and says that they will have a match. But it won't be for the title.
No.
Shane's not into that
either. But if you beat her, you'll earn a title shot.
Exactly.
These championship matches are best of threes now.
Yeah.
You have to beat the champion and earn the shot.
To beat
the
champ.
Then when
you
beat the champion, you have to face them again to make sure you're the champ.
Yeah. To be the woman, you have to beat the woman. And then beat the woman again. And then one more time. So, yeah. So Charlotte and Naomi brawl some more, and then Naomi throws her out of the ring again. She throws her out of the ring twice.
Which foreshadows everything.
Yes. Backstage, Natalya complains to Shane that Charlotte got a title opportunity, even though Natalya's had plenty of title opportunities, really, when you think about it. Then Carmella and Ellsworth walk up and complain. Then Tamina walks up and complains. And then Natty says this is all Charlotte's fault, and she has a plan. I wonder what that plan will be. We'll find out. So, our first match on SmackDown is the six-pack challenge to decide the number one contender for the WWE Championship. You know why? Because it's now the mid-card title. That's why.
Yeah.
Let's see. The guy that's the number one contender for the U.S. title is in the main event. What? Seriously.
Well, it makes
sense. What?
Da-da! What was that? Da-da!
I don't know. I had a little Kramer moment.
I mean, like when Cena was U.S. champion, it was a better... I think it's not... The man does not make the title. The title makes the man.
No, the other way around.
The man makes the title. So if you're a crappy champion, and a cool guy has the title...
But
like
the
if Stone Cold came back and won the IC title, that would be the main title.
Right.
I think that's what they're trying to say is like, oh, it just
but
depends
why?
On the
why
title.
Why do they care about the U.S. title but don't care about the WWE title? The main one. Because really, this should all be reversed. Owens and Styles should be fighting for the WWE Championship. The six-pack challenge should be for the United States Championship.
Seriously.
So we have... Let's go over the participants for the six-pack challenge.
Okay.
We have Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan.
No chance.
Yeah. Okay. Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan.
Maybe we should have done this. Because if you think about it, Dolph Ziggler, no chance.
Right.
And that's who we picked.
Yeah,
they're like, oh yeah, he'll lose to Orton at a
pay-per-view. But then you have to think,
good match.
But he's about to start the feud with Nakamura,
right?
So then it wouldn't make sense.
Eric Rowan, I mean, come on,
he almost got the win at one point. Well, I can't believe they let him almost win.
Almost win means nothing.
Like Sami Zayn was late for that pin breakup. He got Luke Harper. No way.
I mean, that would have made the most sense, I guess. But you almost think like we've done this.
Yeah, okay. Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal.
Not ready to fight a face champion.
Jinder Mahal, again, lost to Hornswoggle. Can't see that happening. And Mojo Rawley. So again, real quick. Ziggler, Rowan, Harper, Zayn, Jinder Mahal, and Mojo Rawley. That's who we have. Here's who we don't have. Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
AJ Styles. Yeah. And Nakamura. Yeah. I get Nakamura. You want to save him for a bigger event like SummerSlam or something. But still. This is... The problem
Nakamura is so fucking over. He's so over.
Uh-huh.
He's over like AJ Styles is over.
Yeah. And again, people want to see that match. And you know there's no chance it happens at WrestleMania because they don't give us the matches we want to see at WrestleMania. So maybe SummerSlam, hopefully.
He's so over.
Yeah. Right.
I mean... Oh,
and Styles and Nakamura, because I like Styles more as a face, because again, the guy can't get a boo to save his life. Just face match SummerSlam. SummerSlam is the pay-per-view where they usually do the face versus face matches, you know, for the most part.
When wrestling was in its true early heyday, He had one champion for 5 years.
Yeah.
And he would come in and he would do his thing and he would leave and everyone would lose their mind.
Yeah.
I could see Nakamura being that guy. Give him the strap and just let him come in, do his thing, and leave.
Right.
I can even see Rude being that guy, too. Oh, come God. In, do your thing, oh, and leave. We got to wait till probably the Royal Rumble to see Rude. I'm thinking it's going to take that long.
Maybe.
It probably should.
Again, we don't get to see the epic feuds that we used to. Like WrestleMania, if Stone Cold and The Rock were in the company right now, they would not be fighting at WrestleMania.
Never.
It'd just be some old part-timer.
They fought at WrestleMania twice?
Three times. Yeah. Two for the title, and then Rock
and then
retired.
The we're both leaving match.
Right.
Which they gave to Rock, right?
Yeah, because it was Stone Cold's last match.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his retirement match, basically. They didn't really say it. But anyways,
yeah.
So at one point in the match, Luke Harper dives out of the ring, and JBL says this.
Look out, Rick Grimes, we got a flying zombie!
A flying what?
A flying zombie. Look out, Rick Grimes, we got a flying zombie. First of all,
ooh.
Walking Dead's in hiatus right now.
Ooh.
Walking Dead's been off for a few weeks now.
And why is he a zombie?
Because he's ugly.
All right.
But anyway, I think
that's kind of rude. I think he's a more handsome man than JBL. If you shave that beard,
maybe yeah. But here, I really read into this when he said that. I think JBL misses Ronaldo. He's doing those shitty Ronaldo references. Oh my! You can see Ronaldo. Oh, we got a flying zombie like The Walking Dead.
Ronaldo, I hated. I'm so glad he's gone. I hate him because the way he
treated you
guys. But
now they're just putting on the other stupid lines to everyone else. Everyone else just saying them.
So maybe they weren't Ronaldo's. Maybe they fed.
He claims they were. I don't know.
It had to have been. It was only him doing it, and they were so bad.
Yeah. Well, now they're doing it too. So, but anyways, this is actually a pretty entertaining match. There were actually a lot of fun spots. Then we have the end. At the end of the match, Sami Zayn readies the Huluva kick. But then, I recap NXT. I watch NXT. I didn't even know it was them at the time. But the Bollywood boys from NXT, who are barely ever on NXT, and when they are, they lose. And originally, they were good guys. They repackaged them recently on NXT. Now we know why. The Bollywood boys grab Sammy's legs so that he can't do the Huluva kick. Jinder Mahal then hits Zayn with his finisher, which is the pump handle slam. And he pins Sami Zayn to become the number one contender.
So is that going
to
be a faction then?
I guess.
I mean, they're all Indian guys?
They have to.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
So.
Sure.
You wanted a stable? Fine. Fuck him. Give him this stable. No, not
Ginger's
this
like,
one.
McMahon, I want a push.
Yeah.
In a stable.
I did all the steroids for you.
In the table.
I did all of these steroids for you, McMahon.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I want the push in a stable, in the new table. Bring me Sable.
Bring your Sable.
But yeah. So after the match, Renee Young interviews Jinder in the ring, and then Randy Orton comes out and says, all you won is an RKO.
Mm.
And even Renee, when she's interviewing Mahal, she's like, really, this guy? We're going with this guy?
We're
going
to go with, yes? Is this a, are we this, live?
This is.
Is this still SmackDown Live? Oh, that's unfortunate. Jinder Mahal, come on over.
They said land of opportunity. So Randy then calls out Bray Wyatt, who again appears on the Titantron, and just like Raw, he spews some more bullshit that we're sick of, and that, quite frankly, we shouldn't be sick of, but again, WWE loves to bury their best talent.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
And then credits. So, I mean, at least it was a decent show. The six-pack challenge to decide who the number one contender is has to be the last match, and the champion comes out, so... Yeah, there wasn't anything else, right?
Yeah, 45 minutes into SmackDown here.
What?
Speaking of what, the New Day are coming soon. The New Day will soon get their big debut. Huh?
Yeah.
The New Day are coming soon. That's
coming
what they
soon.
Said. Coming soon.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what they're about. Can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
Oh.
So excited for that.
Oh.
So then next up, Renee Young interviews AJ Styles backstage, and AJ says it doesn't matter who he faces for the U.S. title because he'll win it anyway. Then Baron Corbin walks up and kills all the excitement. Take a listen to this shit.
Sorry, I'm late. What was the question?
I was actually just doing an interview with AJ.
Him? Why?
Yeah, thanks for that, Corbin.
Hey, I'm late. What was the question? Oh, you're interviewing him? Why?
Him? Why? Because he's the biggest star in the WWE right now.
And you suck balls.
And everyone hates you.
And everyone Hates you. Good God. So Corbin then says he should be the number one contender for the U.S. title. You know, fuck the WWE Championship. So Styles then challenges him to a match, and Corbin accepts.
Yep.
That's the other thing. We didn't even have Baron Corbin in the six-pack challenge.
Nope.
Eric Rowan?
Right.
Mojo Rawley?
Yeah, why isn't Corbin in it? He's not even wrestling for the U.S. title.
No.
What the hell else?
I feel like he's interfering in this eventual match between Owens and Styles.
Probably.
So next up, we have Charlotte versus Predator. And, wait, it was Predator. Then she took that stupid wig off.
And Charlotte wins. Next.
Charlotte wins.
Yeah.
No, we have to find out what Natalya's plan is. So before the match, Natalya, Tamina, Carmella, and Ellsworth confront Charlotte, but she just walks away, but not before Natty bumps her with her shoulder. So that was her big plan.
Yes.
That was great.
Yeah.
Again, Naomi's so bad, her moves don't even look painful in the least. Her kicks are bad. Everything's
she
bad.
She went for the butt blast and then missed it, and that's how Charlotte got the upper hand with natural selection and won.
Natural selection. After the match, Charlotte walks by Natalya, Tamina, Carmelo, and Ellsworth again, and then winks at them before walking away. So that was the big...
That's it.
That was the big plan. That was the big payoff.
That's why they were watching the match on a monitor backstage the whole time.
Exactly.
So they can get winked at.
I mean, I like it when...
Pay off.
I mean, it makes sense because... I get a little memorized when Charlotte winks at me, you know? It's my favorite thing she does.
Mesmerized.
Not memorized, no. I memorized her winks.
I would too.
Yeah. So next up we have American Alpha versus Primo and Epico.
Obviously American Alpha, next match.
What? You mean obviously they lose. Primo and Epico are now called the Colognes.
The Colognes.
And the Usos are the Usos. Both, we got the Samoans, they're bad now, so they're in jeans. The Hispanics, they're bad now. They're in jeans. That's just what you do. And they just go by their last names.
Yeah.
Okay.
They go, when you go bad, you go all smoking guns.
Yeah.
Smoking guns.
That's right. There you go.
You got it. Billy Gunn and Bart Gunn.
Next up, Dasha Fuentes interviews Ty Dillinger, and he just talks about how great it's been. You know, nothing big here. We just watch a video of Ty's biggest
nothing
moments.
Nothing to report there.
How did they not give him 10 matches in a row to get to the 10 wins in a row? Very simple. Very simple. You didn't. Okay. So next up, we have the U.S. Open Challenge, where Kevin Owens comes out and destroys some jobber in 30 seconds.
Some new guy, like some nobody.
Yeah.
That's not an open challenge. Like, I could go and wrestle for it.
It'd be nice if he brought it back, but SmackDown doesn't have enough people to where he could be wrestling someone new every week.
No.
Again, I think Stardust accepted John Cena's open challenge twice.
Yeah. And it's like, hey, open challenge.
Yeah.
No one's coming out. No one? All right, send Jinder Mahal. Fuck. He's wrestling for the main title. He's what?
I just don't understand.
Fuck.
Why is the U.S. title more important than the WWE Championship? They're on the same show. I just don't understand it. This is exactly what they did last time when they had the brand split. The WWE Championship's on SmackDown, and then the real title was, for some reason, the WCW Championship on Raw.
Right.
What?
No.
Okay. I guess WCW was better all along.
I only follow the WWE Championship. I don't acknowledge their Universal Champion right now. It's a dumb belt.
But they're treating it as more of a...
The Universal!
Although, to be honest, they're not mentioning it right now because their champion's not on the show.
That's why I hate it.
So we have Baron Corbin versus AJ Styles for the main event. Corbin flips Styles onto Owens outside the ring. Then Styles hits Corbin with a forearm off the apron, sending Corbin over the barricade. Styles then runs back into the ring and wins via countout.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's the end of... SmackDown.
You know, a nice anticlimactic way to end the
SmackDown
show.
SmackDown ends with a count-out victory. What did that do for anyone? I guess AJ Styles could beat
Styles got superpower pop-up powerbomb then at the end.
No. No.
He got attacked by Jinder Mahal.
No, he didn't. No.
Randy Orton?
Uh-uh.
Bray Wyatt ran a promo on him.
No.
Not even Glassjaw James Ellsworth?
Nope, not even Glassjaw James Ellsworth.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyways, let's give some awards for these awful. These were so bad. Both shows were just god-awful.
My best of was very difficult.
Oh, my
tell
God,
you right
absolutely.
Now. I'm not even sure there's anything on here.
So let's get to awards.
Yeah.
So who is your worst dressed?
You sold me on this, and I went with it, so I'm going to say Kurt Angle.
Oh, that's
his,
right,
his
yeah.
outfit that he... It was like jeans and like a collared shirt and like a sport jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, bold what the choice. Fuck is that?
And his legs are so... he was like wearing skinny jeans, it looked like,
and he was
almost
bending his knees the whole time. Like, is he crippled? I'm not... so. I'm asking seriously.
Maybe. Jeez. But his... maybe it was the skinny jeans that he was wearing. They were so tight. His legs are so small, and then he's like huge. He's got a huge upper body and small legs.
Yeah.
So that's... you can go with that. I went with Naomi as the Predator with that fucking wig, and then the, with that... with
the
her,
glow-in-the-dark Predator?
With her outfit, the... it just looked like she belonged in the 60s or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Best dressed.
Charlotte. When
Charlotte.
She first came out to open SmackDown, right. I was like, you know, like, she has good days and bad days?
Yeah.
This is a good Charlotte day.
It's a good day, yeah. Yeah. I had Sasha. Sasha yeah. looked good, you know, as yep. always. She looks yep. good. When she's in a wrestling outfit.
Wrestling.
Worst acting.
I had Jinder Mahal. You want to play with the big boys? All he did was he was all reactions. When Randy was talking, right. Yeah. Ah, you're not Zeus. You're not Tiny Lister.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You know,
you look ridiculous. He looks like he's steroided out of his mind. That's what he looks like.
He is.
Testosterone.
So he's getting this push.
Yeah.
So yeah. They've probably got some thing where Canadian wrestlers don't get tested.
No, probably not.
So
who'd you have?
Baron Corbin and Natalya both had speaking roles this week, but they did not win. Dana Brooke. You heard that clip earlier. Dana Brooke. That was such a lie. Yeah, that was best.
Horrible.
How about best acting?
This was hard.
Yeah.
Because two guys that would always win it back and forth when they were on Raw were both very good.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens was great.
Yeah.
And Jericho was great. I'm going to give it to Kevin Owens because he just talked a little bit more, had more mic time. So I'll give it to him.
Okay. Good. Yeah, he was good. I went with a more non-conventional choice.
Yeah.
This would more be better if we had like a best wrestler of the week. Maybe we should do that, but I had Jeff Hardy. Just because the way he sold in the ring. He sold so well in the ring.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That was what... he's really made Cesaro look great by the way he sold his moves.
The judges will allow it.
Eric, what do you think? You accept it? Oh, by the way, Eric Hamilton's not here this week.
I think they figured that out. You mentioned it in the promo, so if you listen to the promos, folks, it was mentioned.
Right, yeah. He's in Miami.
He's a true part-timer now.
He is.
Is he there for work again?
I think so, yeah.
His job makes him travel that much? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Worst comments.
Gallows and Anderson actually say that there's two reasons why they came to WWE. For being mean and making green.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Just dumb. What'd you have?
The flying zombie from JBL.
Oh, so dumb.
Best comments.
Who'd you have?
The face of Jericho. Frame it in, man.
Sweep it.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Enzo in the club, because I've seen it a lot, and they're forcing it down our throats, and it was a dumb roll-up, and it was a dumb whatever, and I hated all of it.
Yeah.
You had that?
No, I doubled down this week. Very rare case of doubling down. It was my slow-mo match and my worst match.
Oh, you told me I couldn't do that a few months
what?
Back. That's what you said. Has to be separate. But in this case, I'll allow it. Big Show and Braun Strowman.
Of course.
Yeah.
Best match?
Hardy Cesaro.
Of course.
Yep.
Worst move?
What did you have? The big...
The arm drags. Strowman's arm drags. It's so bad. By the way, Strowman struggles lifting up Big Show. He struggles power slamming him, but the ambulance,
dude.
He could just fucking flip that shit over.
Yeah, I struggle with these two categories here because I kind of want to put the suplex as the worst move because it was so, like, we all saw it coming. You know what I mean? But I hate to take that away from the live fans.
Yeah.
I don't want to shit on everything, but they've done it a couple of times before.
Right.
What'd you have for best move?
The ref falling out of the ring.
I'm going to go with that. I was going to say Hardy, but no, I'm going to go with that.
He almost got best acting, the ref, for that.
Just for falling.
Worst moments, just to go along with Dana, that segment with Emma and Alicia Fox was fucking awful.
I had Jinder Mahal not just winning, but then like going up against face-to-face with Orton.
Yeah.
And then they go, we're going to shit on that and have you cut a promo with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
So forget that match.
People on Twitter were like, well, at least you've never seen this before. And then someone tweeted a gif of Orton RKOing Jinder Mahal back in 2012.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So we've seen it before.
Not for the WWE Championship, obviously, for good reasons. And what was your best moment?
What was your worst moment? Oh, the
Emma,
promo.
That Dana Alicia Fox segment.
Yeah.
I don't want to be your friend anymore. Best moment. Best moment.
I don't have anything down here.
I had Strowman throwing Kalisto in the dumpster where he belongs. That was my best moment.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
But yeah, nothing stood out.
Nothing stood out.
No.
I almost did something with Hardy or AJ, but I was like,
the legit
it.
Awards are, I mean, like, for best, like, best dressed.
They're all forced.
Best match. And then, yeah, like Jeff Hardy and Cesaro, best match. Like, that's legit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, the Strowman thing, that's a
joke. But all the worst are completely legit.
Complete legit. Yeah, absolutely legit. Right. So that's all for awards. Now let's get to some breaking news.
So Mick Foley apparently had some hip surgery.
Finally.
I guess this is why he left TV.
Right.
Maybe he'll be back. I think he did it because he's going to wrestle again. Don't spit out your water.
Oh, my God.
So what do you have?
Well, speaking of glass jaws.
Yeah.
Dash Wilder of The Revival is expected to be out for 2 months with a broken jaw.
You know what happened to him at a house show?
What happened?
Someone hit him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Broken jaw.
Oh, really?
Made of glass.
Glass jaw.
Got a glass jaw.
What a shame. And
does suck because now we lose them for like 6 months.
Oh, I know. Well,
what would they say? 6 weeks?
They said 2 months.
Broken jaw.
Hopefully they can be back on track to win the tag titles at SummerSlam.
Okay.
But then again, when does WWE do it when you want it? It'll probably be too late.
Never.
Like a year too late.
Hold on, let me do it. Never.
Never.
No, do it right.
What?
Batman.
Yeah.
Never.
So Roman Reigns' brother and former WWE superstar Matthew Rosie Inouye passed away at the age
of 47.
Why
did I think he was already dead? When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's old news.
Have you seen his pictures recently? He's like 500 pounds. Big. So that's not good.
Big.
But yeah. That's too bad there.
Yeah.
Also, Bruce Pritchard is not convinced that The Undertaker has wrestled his last match. On a recent episode of his podcast,
Stop It,
Taker's first manager, Brother Love, said, "It was a nice ending of a chapter, but I don't think it's over. We have not seen the last of The Undertaker in the ring. He could still go out and have a match."
No.
Hey, Bruce, did you see his last match?
No.
Did you see that match? There was one good spot, the spear through the table. Other than that, horrible match.
For it.
So no, he cannot.
He's old. He's done. Let him go.
I don't want him to come back.
We didn't want it to happen this way, but at this point, we're like, don't.
Right.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
You have any more news, or should we go to rumors?
I guess this. Rumors.
Okay.
Rumors.
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please God.
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance.
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed.
So Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman at Payback, looking like it's going to be an ambulance match. And this is so that Strowman could get the win without Roman Reigns getting pinned.
You just have to shut the doors or something?
Yes, it's the stupidest thing.
What he's already done to him.
He legitimately got him put in an ambulance. This is just like, I'm going to beat you up and throw you in the ambulance.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you fucking go to the hospital.
So dumb.
Also, Maria, one of your favorite divas.
Love her.
I mean, really, yeah, she's good looking. She's expected to return to the WWE along with her husband, Mike Bennett. Expected to be on SmackDown Live.
I was
going to
say that one.
You're gonna do that
I one? Think that's a loose rumor, though. Like, I don't think that's, like, a strong rumor.
They're saying it's strong. It's pretty strong on the internet right now. I don't know that they care about
him. I think that's the
him.
Fans trying to push. Yeah, right. Well, he's pretty good, actually.
But really, they can't.
You've seen him.
They can't use Maria for what they used to.
No.
You know? So
just get naked every week. That's what they do.
Like, maybe she'll get on Total Divas so that. That's where she can get naked and get in a bikini every week.
Just getting hot tub.
Yeah.
It looks like the WWE is probably going to let Matt Hardy use the broken gimmick full on.
Once they win the, once they win that.
Once they do it, yeah.
Court case.
So that's the plan, according to this rumor.
Uh-huh.
And then the possible reason why Jinder Mahal is getting a big push is that apparently in one of their, I guess it was in a WWE stock meeting.
Yeah.
Someone had said, Ed Wells, the executive president of International, said, India is the key to the global growth of WWE. We are confident that the signing of, I guess it was one of the Bollywood guys, will successfully help our brand and business in this critically important country. So,
but they already love Roman Reigns. they fucking love Roman Reigns in India. They do.
Yeah. So the Bollywood boys are actually known as the Singh brothers now?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton at Payback in the House of Horrors match might not be for the WWE Championship.
Yeah, explain this.
So in the preview on WWE.com, there's no mention that this match is for the title. No mention. So what's going to be the main event of the Payback pay-per-view? Owens-Jericho for the U.S. title?
Probably. No. I don't know.
Or will it be the stupid House of Horrors match, which will most likely be...
Oh, you mean like what's going to end Payback?
Yeah.
Which match?
Right. It can't be House of Horrors, right, when you think about it, because...
Has to be.
Yeah, but don't you think it's going to be in a different location? Like in some fucking house?
No, because the fans are billing it for the fans to attend it.
You think they'll make a house in the ring?
Something. Something, yeah.
You know what? Now I hope, just for how bad it'll look.
Right.
There's a house in the ring! I don't think so. I think it's going to be like some fucking maze or I don't know. It's just going to be bad. We'll see. All I know.
And that's in 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
And then Backlash is 1 week after that.
Is it?
I don't know. It's just been a while since the paper.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's all I got. You have anything else?
That's all. All
right. Now on to trivia then. Let's get to trivia.
So are you bringing one to the table today?
Yes, one of our listeners, Mark Maravillas, brought one to the table this week.
Okay.
This would be helpful if you had some help, but obviously I have the answers.
Helpful
here.
If I had help?
Yes.
True.
If you had Eric, this would
be better. Life is like that, yes.
Just do your best. So there are a total of 10 wrestlers on the main roster who has won a championship on TNA. Any championship on TNA.
So Bobby Roode would count?
Right.
They have to be on...
he said main roster, so SmackDown.
So it does not count, Bobby.
No.
And how many have to get?
10.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
10.
Right.
Okay.
And go.
So main roster, TNA.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I'm going to pull up a Word document so I can track this. Jeff Hardy.
Yes.
Okay. Matt Hardy.
Right.
All right.
Could be any title, so.
Any title. All right. TNA. Let's see. And it's got to be a main roster right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does Kurt Angle count?
No.
Okay, so it's got to be an active wrestler.
Right, yeah.
On the main... Ooh. TNA.
Some really obvious ones here.
Any title on TNA?
Some really obvious ones. Even the main title. Think about the people of...
Well, I'm thinking of like Austin Aries and Bobby Roode and...
Austin Aries is on there.
Oh, right. He's on the main show. Right. Of course. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to do very well.
Who's the biggest guy on SmackDown?
Nakamura?
No.
Oh. Orton?
No.
Bray Wyatt?
The most over guy.
Oh, AJ Styles. Fuck.
AJ Styles.
Should have gotten that one. You're right. Should have gotten that one. Those four are probably the only four.
There's
that
one
I'm
more
get.
You should get.
All right, hold on. Don't
There's
give
one
me
more
hint.
You should get.
Don't give me any hints. I'm trying to think of all the people. Oh, and they all have to be. See, I'm trying to think of people that have titles, but I'm getting confused. It's just people that are just on a show.
Yeah.
It's just people that are on a show.
They had a title in TNA.
They had a title. Is it a woman? Is there
no.
a woman on this list?
No.
No. Another obvious one.
Instead, a guy that's been in TNA his whole career, and now he's finally in WWE. Just like Styles. Give up?
I guess.
Because I only expect you to get Samoa Joe.
Yeah, I'm not.
Samoa Joe is the champion.
If I saw a list of WWE guys, I think I'd be able to get it.
So the other ones are Brian Kendrick, Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, God. R-Truth. Kurt Hawkins?
Or R-Truth.
No, I don't remember R-Truth went over there and came
He was
back.
There first.
Oh, God.
I
wouldn't have got Kurt Hawkins.
TJ Perkins apparently had a championship there, and Xavier Woods.
Should have gotten those first five, though, for sure. You're right.
So, good stuff there. All right. That's all for trivia. We have one iTunes review, 5 stars. It's from Biggs1209. I enjoy the show. It's 5 hours of wrestling in an hour or so. It's a good playback. on busy weeks. Thanks, fellas. So very short.
Thanks,
short
fellas.
And sweet. Yeah. And on to the fan questions. This is from Clark Kent. Push Fire Barry, Jericho, Edge, Angle.
Like as if they were all wrestling?
Yeah, I guess. Gotta push Jericho, right? I mean, it's Jericho.
I mean, thank God to get Edge back.
Thank God.
I'd have to bury Edge and fire Eric's Angle, I guess. Yeah, right?
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially since Edge has had me on his podcast a few times. by the way, the finals are this Friday. Let's see if I can pull it off.
I think if you want to announce that, you want to talk about that now?
Sure.
I mean, the Edge and Christian podcast.
Yeah.
Andrew has been in this impression contest, and there's two of them left.
Yeah.
I've heard what Andrew's going to do for the finals, which will air Friday, and it is fucking hilarious. And it should be a lock for him to win this thing. And then he gets to be on their friggin' podcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll let us talk about our podcast.
If they just let me plug it real quick, that would be great.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
All right, next up, Jordan Carruthers. Now that Primo and Epico have been repackaged.
Yeah, like how you say, Epico.
What's going to happen to the business at the Shining Star Resort? Oh, boy. Someone replied that.
It was a scam the whole time.
Someone replied Carlito's going to run it now, but maybe that's it. Yeah,
I wish.
Perks of being Leslie. Who do you think will turn heel first? Roman Reigns or the other I mean, of course,
Cena.
Sasha Banks. But of course, it's not going to be Roman Reigns. Like,
heel first?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is a good one.
But I just think Roman Reigns, there's no chance. The night after he beat Undertaker, they could have done it right there. They almost kind of did it, but no. Now he's getting beat up by Strowman. Oh, I'm the victim. He's going to return.
I'm a victim.
It's clearly going to be Sasha, probably SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this. Again, we're all like, you know, we always do this. We always look towards the future, and we're like, well, SummerSlam, obviously it's going to be Nakamura Styles, Sasha Bailey, Finn Balor, Brock, all these matches that we want to see. It's always our dream matches, and then they never fucking do it. So why do we even pretend like that's the case? I'm like talking like, well, clearly Sasha Bailey, SummerSlam, yeah. Come on. I mean, hopefully. That's probably the one that's most likely to happen. Fucking hate us, I swear.
I'll go with that.
So, Jason Dearham, last 2 weeks we've seen Braun flip an ambulance, wreck a ring. What feat of strength would you like to see him perform for a grand finale?
I'd like to see him, like, lift, like, if the announcers are on, like, a board.
Yeah.
He lifts the announcers, all of them, up together.
Uh-huh.
Like, above his head, and then just, like, flips them over.
That'd be good, yeah. I just want him to, like, lift the ring. Like, while the cruiserweights are having a match, just get out of the ring, hold it up, and then throw it into
the
crowd.
And they keep wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw
yeah.
it into the crowd.
Yeah.
Hey, then see if you like it.
No way Rich Swann says,
no way.
Can Stone Cold sing Dirty Deeds?
Haven't I done this before? God, I can't remember. I've sung so many songs of Stone Cold.
I feel like I'm hearing it in my head, and I feel like you've done it before.
Should I start at the beginning or the
just
chorus?
Do the chorus.
Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
What?
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. What? Dirty deeds and the done dirt cheap.
That's good.
Done.
Yeah.
Good job. And then his other one is, well, I'm not going to ask the question. I'm just going to do what he asked me to do. All right?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Bye-bye.
Baby. And to the Republic for Richard stands, one nation under flair, baby, with liberty and justice for the champ. Woo!
That's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, boy. Oh, I forgot where I was.
Is Braun Strowman the greatest babyface of all time for beating up Roman Reigns?
He is.
Yes.
Bigger than Stone Cold.
Yes.
Brian Johnson. Who wins any championship first, Sami Zayn or Ty Dillinger?
Ooh,
that's tough because they're both on SmackDown.
I'm going to go Zayn. I feel like he's like the guy, the next guy in WWE that's like, he's got to get something.
It's because they're both
got to get something.
They're both on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And Owens and Styles are fighting for the U.S. title. So, like, if anything, they're going to win the WWE championship because the U.S. title is the real title right now for some reason. Mm. So you go Sami Zayn?
I would say Zayn, you?
I guess so. I think we'll see any of them winning anything anytime soon.
No.
No.
But eventually one of them probably will win a title.
Maybe. Like at their like for their last match?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Broken Paul B, do you really think they will push Royd Body Mahal for long, or is this just a flash in the pan?
No, I think it's going to be a little bit longer than a flash in the pan because of this whole push to go international.
But will he win?
No.
So he's going to lose his first title opportunity, and then
can you imagine where's him being he go from world there? Champion?
I mean, no, but
from winning one six-pack challenge, losing every other match, losing to Mojo Rawley, then winning one six-pack challenge.
The only reason I would be kind of okay with it is because I want that title off Orton and put it on the right fucking person, and that's Owens or Styles.
Let him be a transition champion.
Owens or Styles, yes.
Transition champion.
Yeah. Owens or Styles needs to have that title. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Well, Owens is busy.
Owens is busy.
So stop talking about him.
Michael Benston, do you guys have a favorite commentator call? For example, Vince's, that's got to be Kane!
Yeah, we say it all the time. My God, Kane! You know, something, exactly. Some JR, my God.
Oh my God, he's going to set the referees on fire! And then, of course, do you see this, JR? I see it! I see all of it!
That's a great one.
When they're looking up at Stacey Keebler's pussy lips.
Yeah. And then when they, what were they saying?
And then, you know, JR, that they killed him! Or that yeah. killed him!
Yeah, yeah. Man, yeah, they killed him. It was they killed him. As if, like, the WWE creative killed him. And I don't know, someone says something
about... killed him!
Someone says, I think The Rock says something about, you know, I like pa! Yeah. And then JR's like, ha-ha, you know what that means, JR? Yeah. And he goes, you do?
Right. Oh, and then, of course, when Vince yeah. says, when Vince says, it's me, Austin! Oh, son of a bitch!
Oh, son of a bitch!
That might be the best one.
Yeah, that really is.
That might be the best
we
one
love
ever.
JR.
Because that even was like, even the fans were like, son of a bitch, it's fucking Vince, really? Like, that was like the worst swerve.
The worst.
Of the Attitude
taken,
Era.
We were both putting bets on Ted DiBiase or Mick Foley at the time.
Right.
And it was Vince. It was so, he had like, a video package of Vince talking to a live fucking Vince, and everyone in the ring acted like they didn't know, like, oh!
It was so bad.
It was Vince!
Like, what does that even matter at the
and
point?
And Stephanie's like, what the fuck?
Like, what does it matter?
You tortured me, man.
But what does it matter that he's the higher power? You own the company. What higher power is that? There's no more. Like, that's it. You own the company.
Yeah.
There was no reason for him to even be secretive about it. But okay. El Juano, should Mahal take the title from Borton? Having Mahal as a top heel on SmackDown can be refreshing, especially with a new stable around him. I mean, again, yeah, if it's a transitional
look,
champion.
If you're going to do something, if you're going to push anybody.
Is there an Indian tour soon? Because right. then we might know that this is happening.
Give him a stable, and yeah, then we'll maybe be interested.
I think that's what they're
doing. And I'm almost okay with it.
And then Matt Chambers, do you guys want to see stables back in the WWE?
We talk about it constantly.
Of course, yeah.
Bring back all stables.
Right.
I think it should be all if you said, Joe, all stables
or, none.
Or all no stables, I'd say all stables.
All stables.
Get in a stable.
Right.
You got to be in a stable to be in WWE.
I mean, even when Shawn and, even when Shawn and Triple H reformed DX, they had plenty of singles matches, you know? So, you can still do it. Adam Wilson, push Fireberry on the mic edition. Roddy Piper, Chris Jericho, and Scott Hall. Mm. Push Fireberry on the mic. See, this is tough for me because
it's a really good one.
Roddy Piper's before my time. Obviously, I know he is. I've seen his promos. He's good. But he's still before my time.
But he's the best. Like pure, give me a microphone.
But you say a lot. But you know, we
hold
all
on.
Say The Rock, Ric Flair. Is,
hold,
you
on,
know.
Hold on. Ric Flair is all about the style.
Uh-huh.
Rock was funny. But just to be a crazy, batshit, crazy, mic improvised guy,
yeah,
it was Piper. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just when you get the answers, I'll change the questions. Like, right. He was so ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
So, for this question, like, who would you push right now?
On the mic.
I'm pushing Roddy Piper. I'm pushing it. I want to see more of Roddy Piper right now.
Sure.
And he just had a birthday.
Who is the best? He had a birthday.
Yeah, it was all over. Like, everything was saying, everyone was saying,
happy
you know.
Happy birthday.
Rest in peace.
Happy birthday. Okay.
So it's him, Jericho, and Scott Hall. Look, I mean, Hall was great, but he's not like a mic guy.
Right.
His hey yo and all that was great. So I think he gets fired.
So you'd bury Jericho.
I think so.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean,
if you want to go Jericho, I have no problem with it either.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's yours. I'd probably do Jericho, push, but yeah, obviously Piper's amazing. You know, Piper's amazing. That's why in my, if you want to see the YouTube video I put out like last week, it was my top 10 dream matches, and one of them is Piper CM Punk, just because of the promos they'd cut on each other. It'd be so great.
Yeah, you know? That'd be amazing.
Andy Piccone, Push Fire Barry, Jinder Mahal, Baron Corbin, PJ Twerkins. So Fire Corbin, I guess I'm pushing Mahal. Jesus,
over Perkins. Yeah. I kind of like heel Perkins,
but he still looks like a Mega Man. He still looks like a child.
I'm just
saying, change your outfit.
It gives him an interesting something.
Jay Bizzle, how many subscribers would you guys need before you start doing things like touring? we've yet to find out.
25,000, I would think, is a touring thing.
Touring.
25, I mean, maybe.
I think maybe
50,
eventually,
000.
Maybe we could do like a live show in Houston, you know, if we can get enough Houston fans.
Yeah. Hey, I've got one here that's not from a fan. Well, Joshua Proctor put it on something, but if the WWE created an ECW Hall of Fame exclusively, who's the first inductee? Now, no one's saying Paul Heyman, so let's take him out
of it.
It's
got to be Dreamer,
because
right?
Because he was. You know what the. You didn't see this?
No.
Read what the guy posted on the very top.
Oh my God!
It's almost exactly
what I said.
You just said. Gotta be Dreamer, right? That's what the guy put. So I would say yes. The only contenders to Dreamer would be
RVD,
Sabu,
Sandman. But I think Dreamer, because Dreamer
maybe
was
the Dudley Boys together, but like
true. But Dreamer was the biggest star, pretty much. Like he was the ECW guy.
He was there forever.
It's like how Undertaker's the WWE guy.
Yeah.
You know.
So it'd be Tommy Dreamer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. Kirill Johnson, how did Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre get opportunities at singles titles over Heath Slater, even though Heath never left the company? Well, Kirill, have you noticed who's been getting the opportunities lately? It's people that do leave the company and come back.
Well,
Goldberg, Brock Lesnar.
Hey, one-man band. I mean, Heath is becoming a four-time tag champion? Drew McIntyre was a TNA champion. Now he's going to get a big push in TNA or in NXT. And then Jinder Mahal is now getting a main event push. So
McIntyre had his first match on NXT last week, and he was unbelievable.
He was?
He never did any of this stuff in WWE.
Yeah.
So either they were holding him back, or his world tour over the last few years made him awesome. Holy shit, he was awesome. He like looked legit. I was like, God, something about NXT just makes these guys awesome.
Yeah.
Are they just, it's just more creative freedom to do what you want, like
I guess.
What you're good at?
Yeah.
Because remember, Ryback's last match was that pre-show match at WrestleMania last year where he had a really good match with Kalisto. And I was like, what the fuck? We never see this from Ryback.
Right.
And then he leaves.
Then he leaves.
Because he just did what he wanted
to do. You have one more?
Yeah. Ron Johnson, more disappointing character development, Bray Wyatt or Rusev?
Rusev? I mean, Rusev. They've developed Bray Wyatt. What do you mean?
Well, just because they're, you know.
It's Rusev. They had him as like a main, like heel main event guy, and then they just dropped him off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Super disappointing.
Right. So. I don't know.
That's it, man.
Well, here, one more. Mick Lockyer, new team you want to see the most. Alpha and Shelton Benjamin, Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt, or Kalisto and the Garbage every week.
That's a Garbage.
Bray, right? We've wanted Bo
and
Bray.
Yeah, Bo
and
Bray.
For a while.
Put him in there.
Last one. Critically forgotten. Over under 1 year, the Hardys separating to compete as singles. I'm going to say over.
Like separating full time?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Under.
Under?
Yeah.
You think they're going to do, but they're not going to break up again, do the Hardy.
No, I don't think so.
Jeff and Matt feud again.
No,
for
I don't
love
think
of
so.
God.
I just think like.
The next superstar shakeup, they just, oh!
By WrestleMania, they'll both have their own singles matches. I think they'll be wrestling as singles guys.
Are they going to be part-time then to get singles matches at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I don't know. Forget what I said. I'm not trying to put that out as part of it. I'm just saying by WrestleMania, which is about a year out, I think they'll both be a singles
guys.
Maybe
like by the next superstar.
They'll be the Hardys, but they won't be wrestling as tag team the whole time. They'll be wrestling
like by the next superstar shakeup. It's like, oh, Jeff, you got traded to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they'll
still hold the championship.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm going.
I guess we're defending the title on both shows. Yep. So. All righty. Well, that's all fan questions.
Yeah.
We got one more week of shows before Payback. before that, terrible. The first pay-per-view after WrestleMania, it's going to be fucking garbage. Until then,
yes,
make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. If you don't have an iPhone, you can listen to us on the Podbean app. So download that.
Great.
You can also watch the show on youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano on Instagram. And make sure you head to prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to check out our new t-shirts.
Yeah,
buy one today, $19.99.
And I am actually going to do a surprise appearance at Doomsday this Saturday, where I play the main bad guy, a new character that I played before.
Surprise anymore.
Surprise. and if anybody shows
surprise.
Up, it's at Market Square Park. And if anybody shows, it's an outdoor thing when it's raining. Yeah, I know. And if anybody shows up in the middle of one of the matches and screams, "What's wrong with wrestling?"
Yeah,
I'll sign. I'll take a picture. I'll do whatever you want after the show.
Yeah,
so that'd be amazing.
Are you wrestling? Are you in a match?
So I'm like this guy who likes to just buy everything. Like, oh, okay. I'm a big rich Texas guy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to buy
you have a big cowboy hat.
Trying to buy the underwear of Sam Houston.
What?
I'm in a big cowboy hat.
There's an underwear of Sam Houston?
And since Tex won't sell it to me.
Oh.
And since he won't sell it to me, I have to win a match to earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I help Top Banana almost go face.
Oh, really?
And then I'll let the fans all see right. what happens.
Very good. And finally, you could also donate to the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Boom.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take some medicine.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.